Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
the origin of the element names, particularly early on in the periodic table. I tend to sort of learn about the origin of names deeper in the periodic table, because even you learn about the elements, the names all the way up there. So let's go through this. You know, one which I find is absolutely delicious and extraordinary, but there's hydrogen, making of water, helium from the sun, lithium, rock, and beryllium, made from crushing beryl, emeralds. You can imagine that. They get me a few emeralds and I'll crush them up and make this. There's boron from borax. Hydrogen, lithium, beryllium, boron. Boron, carbon, actually from charcoal. How boring is that? Yeah, originally from charcoal. Nitrogen from something which makes nitre. Yeah, there you go. Oxygen makes acid. Lavoisier. fluorine for flowing. Davies noted that it makes flowing. Neon for new, which is good. Sodium. I don't know if it's from soda, but Na from the same region that makes sodium. Is it sodium nitride? The crystals, the nitre region in Egypt. Magnesium from the region in Greece, Magna. Aluminium. Now, there's a really interesting one to come through. Now, that's from alum. But alum comes from a bitter salt. And I can tell you that I put aluminium sulfate in my pool, a bit of it on your hands, and your hands taste really bitter afterwards. So, hands off, absolutely. What more exciting stuff? There's a few osmium for stink, bromine for stench, two smell chemicals, but a taste chemical is just really great. Silicon comes from flint and glass, the ancient words for phosphorus. From photo glow, phosphorus chlorine because of green, argon, dumb or stupid or lazy, I like that. Potassium, potash, they have the big pot and they put the ash in it to get potassium, so it's potassium. Calcium, don't know the origin of that one. I wonder what that is. And then scandium, named after Scandinavia, where it was discovered. Titanium, because it's strong and light. Vanadium, because it's beautiful. Beautiful colour. Chromium, because the salts are really coloured. It's a sort of a very colourful, different oxidation states. And you get all the different oxidation states because there's so many different configurations with that nearly half full D-shell. Manganese, from the same origin as magnesium. It's a bit boring. And I'll just stop that at the moment. This is where I'm going, and this person's doing a fantastic job. Beautiful job. Beautiful.
Before it gets too hot, I think.
Oh, yeah. Or you just don't look at the long grass, just say it's there. All right, see you. That's the early part of the periodic table. And I'll have another look at it. The real boron, beryllium, boron, how boring, borax. Argon was a bit surprising. Neon, neon is the only element that a kid got to name. I don't know whether that's official, but a kid got the final say about what element that would be. Isn't that cute? And argon being 1% of the Earth's atmosphere. So, of, well, yeah, the 1% of the gas that you breathe, now, it actually comes out to be 0.5% because there's only one argon and two oxygens and two nitrogens in there. But it's amazing, argon's come out from the radiation of potassium 40. That's it, and there's a huge amount of potassium in there. So, and I suppose the only other thing to add is that the odd number, atomic number elements are far rarer than the even numbers. That's an important thing to say. Well, I'm on my way to in the early Australian heat. Yesterday, in the car, I got a shot of it. It was 50 degrees C. 50 degrees C. Can you imagine walking outside? I was walking from a hospital to a car with a friend, having visiting a person in the hospital. Poor shit. And outside, imagine walking outside and it's 50 degrees C. I've got a shot of that. I pressed the external temperature. Of course, as the car drove around a bit, it dropped down to 48. I got a photograph of that. But it sure is heating up. People are outside. I don't know how people eat outside and eating a bloody hot breakfast. God, oath. Okay, I'm going to buy the milk if the milk's not sold out in a little servo up here in the village. Okay, thanks for listening. You can imagine, you can see how continuous effort in this is paying off, and there's sort of little surprising threads in the periodic table, like the little thing of it. We're going to name it after planets. Isn't that cute? There's the technetium scandal, where the Italians tricked the Americans to giving them samples which held technetium in it. Isn't that cute? Okay, well, that's all for the moment.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.